Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. I read from the book that's called Jeremiah. It's Yirmiyahu, chapter 10, starting at what? Verses 1 and 2. But read the rest of it, my beloved brother and sister, because this is talking to us directly. Yes, yes. Why am I moved to expound upon that? Because of the fact, hallelujah, yes, this is what we're going to talk about tonight, another big pagan holiday that you all are not aware of, many of you are. This thing coming up, this so-called S-U-N-D-A-Y day called Mother's Day. It's not what you think. And I know you may innocently say, well, I don't see no problem with it, Yahoo dog, man, damn. Give us a break. Man, I can't let up. That's my mission. My mission is to come straight to you with the word of Yah, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, whether you will shema hear or forbear to hear. Hallelujah. The word of Yah will continue because Yah raises up men in every generation to stand on his behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, yes. This coming Sunday will be something that's been going on a long time in this country. Hallelujah. And even around the planet and other nations. It is what? It is just as evil and equal to all the other pagan holidays. All of them are pagans. The holidays that the heathens have taught us, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation, are all pagan. They have wicked, evil roots. They have nothing to do with the truth and most certainly have nothing to do with the Most High Yah. And we, as a people, my beloved brothers and sisters, I'm talking to just my people now, we got to turn aside. We got to stop. Because Yah told us not to learn these ways anyway, of course. Hallelujah. He was talking to our ancestors back in that day, but he also is talking to us in this modern day, in this dispensation as well. Because these pagan holidays still go on. Brother Yirmiyahu is going on. I'm determined to go. I'm not letting nobody stop me. Hallelujah. When my Ima was alive, I loved her. I loved her. Hallelujah. But I let her know. No, ma'am. I can't be a part of that. And it's not that I don't love you. Yeah, but you've been. I understand, Mama. That was all I knew, but I'm a different man now. When the Creator came to me himself and let me know certain things, I turned, I changed. And some of you may try to dispute this moray, and now he don't do it that way no more. He don't talk to people no more. I tell you what, if he don't talk to you, that's between he and you. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters and people on the planet, we're going to dive into this. Yes, I went into the big studio and I laid it down. I put it down. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and just go now to our studio, going to the studio now, and we're going to bring this presentation to you. Mother's Day, what is it really about? Some of you say it's innocent. You don't see anything wrong with it, but it has pagan roots. Mother's Day is pagan. It is the worship of a pagan, quote, G-O-D, God, a deity. Praise the Most High Yah. We're going to get into this. We're going to break it down. And then it's left for you, up to you, whether you will hear, whether you won't hear, whether you will obey or whether you will disobey, because it is up to Yahweh to what? To either save you or not save you, to either forgive you or not forgive you, because he has a book. And if you're not written in that book, I'm sorry, my beloved brothers and sisters. You're just not there. You're not going. If you're excluded from his book, when he does the roll call, there's no hope for you because that's totally on him. He governs that. No man, no angel, no one else has anything to do with that. That is strictly What? Based upon the Most High Yah himself. Hallelujah. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. We're going to the big studio now to bring forth this very enlightening lesson that we put together for you, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. I am Yirmiyahu. I am Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Mother's Day, flowers, gifts, cards, poems, all to celebrate our moms. All sorts of cards that may read, I love you, Mom, Mom, you are the greatest, etc., etc. But do you know where the celebration came from? Why do we celebrate this day? Is it a commandment? Yahweh says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim, thy power, giveth thee. Mother's Day, the highly traditional practice of honoring of motherhood, is rooted in antiquity, and past rites typically had strong symbolic and spiritual overtones. Societies tended to celebrate goddesses and symbols rather than actual mothers. One of the earliest historical records of a society celebrating a mother deity can be found among the ancient Egyptians, who held an annual festival to honor the goddess Isis. That's right, I-S-I-S, who was commonly regarded as the mother of the pharaohs. As the lie goes on, it's nothing but a big lie tale. After Isis's brother dash husband Osiris was slain and dismembered in 13 pieces by their jealous brother Seth, Isis reassembled Osiris' body and used it to impregnate herself. She then gave birth to Horus, whom she was forced to hide amongst the reeds, lest he be slaughtered by Seth. Horus grew up and defeated Seth, and then became the first ruler of a unified Egypt. You know, it's interesting to note that the mother and son imagery of Isis and Horus, in which Isis cradles and suckles her son, was strikingly similar to that of the Virgin Mary and, quote, baby Jesus. All a big lie. See, this is where the Trixtans got it from. They stole it from ancient Egypt and just brought it over to what? Trixtianity, under new names and new deities, but they're the same deities that they worshipped in the past. They just brought them under what? New names. The festival of Isis was also celebrated by the Romans, who used the event to commemorate an important battle and mark the beginning of winter. The Roman root of Mother's Day is perhaps more precisely found in the celebration of the Phrygian goddess Sibyl, or Magna Mater. It means Great Mother. Look at that. In Rome and Asia Minor, Sibyl was the major mother deity most similar to Rhea, spelled R-H-E-A, Rhea, which was supposedly the Greek mother of the quote gods, G-O-D-S. Other societies worshipped similar deities, including Gaia, the earth goddess, and Mitra, O-R-E-E, the mountain mother. That's spelled O-R-E-I-E, O-R-E-I-E, or O-R-E-I-E, the mountain mother. The ancient Romans also had another holiday, Matronalia, that was dedicated to Juno. Now that's spelled M-A-T-R-O-N-A-L-I-A, is pronounced Matronalia. That was dedicated to J-U-N-O. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Lies. This is what you all are doing, brothers and sisters. This is what you all are worshiping. We shall continue. The Anatolian, spelled A-N-A-T-O-L-I-A-N, Mother Goddess Festivals however, was said to be so wild that they were eventually discouraged or banned. In Europe, there were several long-standing traditions where a specific Sunday was set aside to honor motherhood and mothers. Mothering Sunday celebrations are part of the liturgical calendar in several Christian denominations, including Anglican. And in the Catholic calendar, it's marked as L-A-E-T-A-R-E, Laetare Sunday. Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent to honor the Virgin Mary and your mother, quote, church. Look at that. The Virgin Mary and your mother, church, which is a what? Which is the Catholic Church. Yahweh says in his word, in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put what? That put bitter for sweet and sweet to bitter and sweet for bitter. Now, this is the word of Yah. They're calling evil good and good evil here. But Yah says, woe to those who do this thing. We turn again to the word of Yah in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 18. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Hallelujah. Read that on. Read that whole seventh chapter of Jeremiah. It's going to tell you how Yah, this whole celebration, pagan thing is detestable. Yeah, you say you telling mom, you telling mama, mama, I love you, and I'm honoring this. I'm going to honor you this day that the heathens have set aside to honor you. It is all a big deception because it has nothing to do with honor thy father and thy mother. It has to do with honoring the pagan deities, hallelujah, of the past who don't even exist. Some of them were real people and were still worshipped as deities, but the overwhelming majority of them were not. All figments of men's and women's imaginations, and their what? Continued disobedience and their continued dishonoring of the mighty Yah's word and his ways, his laws, his statutes, his judgments, his commandments. Hallelujah. This is just to show you, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, that this thing isn't new. There is no new thing under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. People worshipped in these pagan festivals and feasts years and years and years ago, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. Hallelujah. For example, in Judges chapter 3, verse 7, where it says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh and forgot Yahweh, our Elohim, and served Balaam and the groves. Now see, the word for that would be Ba with a slash, a dash rather, A-L-S, and the Asheroth, A-S-H-E-R-A-H-S, which means groves. Verse 8, therefore the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. See, anytime we disobey the Most High Yah, he's always sent us into captivity amongst the nations of those who hated us. They hated him too, but they have always been used as his tools of punishment for our ancestors, as well as us breaking his ways, not doing what he said do, not obeying him. Obedience is better than sacrifice, my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm talking to Israel right now. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah always wanted us to obey, but here you see examples of our antiquity, how in the past we went and served pagan deities and still doing it to this very day in this Christianity and these other religions that have been imposed upon us. These are the nations still causing us to worship and serve their pagan deities under new and different names. God tells us that even in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26, her priests have violated my law and have profaned my Kodesh things. They have put no difference between them, Kodesh and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Shabbat, and I am profane among them. That is detestable to Yah. By participating in these pagan rituals and worshiping these pagan deities and deities, hallelujah, Yah say we have profaned him. Hallelujah. That is detestable to him. That is something he hates. He hates that with a perfect hatred. And he had to bring this punishment upon us because we're still doing it today. Okay, brothers and sisters, Mother's Day, huh? Now you know what it's all about. But it's up to you. I know some of you are going to say, well, I don't see no problem with that. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not encouraging you to, but I just know that you're going to come up with an excuse as to why you got to be a part of this. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The day of retribution is upon us. The day of payback, hallelujah, is upon us. Continue to disobey if you want to. I'm not encouraging you to. I'm telling you to stop. Stop, stop, stop. And get into the truth of Yahweh's word, because soon, and very soon, it will be too late. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. All of the pagan holidays are all pagan. All of them are pagan. That's right. Every one of them that we've been taught by the heathens are all pagan. Coming back to this country and looking at when it first started here, the first North American Mother's Day was conceptualized with Julia Ward Howe's Mother's Day Proclamation in 1870. Now, Yahweh wants us to honor and respect our parents, but not because of a tradition of men. His commandments have nothing to do, my beloved brothers and sisters, with these pagan celebrations. The commandments of Yah have nothing to do with these pagan celebrations. He wants us to honor our mother and our father, that our days may be long upon the land in which he giveth unto our fathers. Hallelujah. But he didn't say set aside no day to worship them, because the pagan deities are doing the same thing. The pagan societies are doing this. We are to be different, set apart from all nations on this planet, because we are a peculiar nation. We are a peculiar treasure unto Yahweh, our Elohim, my beloved brothers and sisters, and people of the nations. We can't do what y'all do. We can't go where y'all go. We can't eat what y'all eat. We just cannot do what y'all do. We can't wear what you wear. We can't even think like you, because we were created what? Above, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, above all nations that are upon the planet, hallelujah, that are upon the earth, not equal to them. So that means we're not supposed to fit in. We're not supposed to get in where we fit in. We're supposed to stay out and stay gone, away from all of this paganism. Now, see, to show you that it's all based upon what? Consumerism. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which means what? Which points back to revenue, which simply is a what? So-called sophisticated way of making money or dealing with money. According to Hallmark, that's the card company now, and they manufacture and make a whole lot of stuff now, 96% of all American consumers take part in shopping on Mother's Day, while retailers report it as the second highest gift-giving day of the year behind Christmas. Look at that. These pagan holidays are set up to do nothing but make and generate billions and billions and trillions of dollars, and they have no worth whatsoever to the worship or to the what? To the acknowledgement of the one and true and living creator, the Most High Yahweh is his name. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20 and 21. Thou shalt fear Yahweh, thy Elohim. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy Elohim that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Read this entire chapter, my beloved brothers and sisters. Read the entire book of Yahweh. From so-called Genesis to so-called Malachi. That's where you will find his words. Don't get trapped over there in the biggest trap. One of the largest traps that they have set and have caught and still catching a lot of people into this Christianity book called the New Testament. Yahweh does not speak over there, my beloved brothers and sisters. I will continue to stand on this until he reveals to me that he does speak over there, and he shows me where he speaks over there. Unto this day, that has not happened. Hallelujah. And you have faithful Yahshua, the man called Joshua, the real Yahshua, the real Yahshua that Yah makes mention of or have anything of significance toward. Not no so-called man that these Hebrew Israelite congregations have named in the place of JSUS. No. No, that Yahshua didn't exist. But this one, Yahshua ben Nun, did exist. Hallelujah. And he's in our antiquity. Praise the Most High Yah. He told our fathers in Yahshua, so-called Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the deities which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of Amorites. Hallelujah. In whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Hallelujah. Skip down to verse 23. Now therefore, put away, he said, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto Yahweh, the El of Israel. Read this whole chapter. It is packed, loaded. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahshua stood on these things. He stood on these things. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Yahshua stood on the word of Yahweh. Praise the Most High Yah. So you still say Happy Mother's Day, huh? Happy Mother's Day. Do you know who you are saying Happy Mother's Day to? You are saying this to the, not to your mother. You are saying this to the pagan mother. No, I know what I'm saying. I'm saying that to my mama. No, you are not. I'm just simply telling you what the origin of the day is and who and what this is you are celebrating and what you are worshiping. And the Most High Yahweh is not pleased with it. I disagree with you on this one, Brother Yirmiyahu. I'm sorry. I just don't see it that way. That's all right. Okay, you don't see it that way, that still don't change it. And that doesn't make it right. Just because you're still caught up in these vain traditions. Hallelujah. When this day come around, I hung out last year with my son, but I let him know, hey, I don't have nothing to do with this day. No, I know. I know you don't. And I'm not even doing this or celebrating this with you. I just haven't seen you in a while, but I'm like, hey, now I'm letting you know, I ain't with it. Any of the festivities that's connected to this day, I'm not with it. Hallelujah. And I'll never be with it. So I don't do no Mother's Day, none of Father's Day. Even my mother was alive when I came into the truth. I explained to her, Mom, I don't take care of, I don't participate in this. Emma, I'm not my Emma, and I loved her dearly, but I let her know, hey, I have a calling. There's a purpose for my life being here on this planet in this dispensation. Hallelujah. I can't walk like you all walk. I can't talk like you all talk. I got to walk and talk in a different direction. No disrespect to you. No loss of love. And she's now gone, of course. And I miss her dearly. But I let her know, Mama, I can't do it. Ima, I cannot do it. Hallelujah. And this is taking a real look at Mother's Day. Check out this article that was taken from www.mothersdaycentral.com about Mother's Day / history / The majority of countries that celebrate Mother's Day do so on the second Sunday of May. On this day, it is common for mothers to be lavished with presents and special attention from their families, friends, and loved ones. But it hasn't always been this way. Only recently did Mother's Day, the highly traditional practice of honoring motherhood, is rooted in antiquity, meaning ancient times. And past rites, old traditions, typically had strong symbolic and spiritual overtones. Societies intended to celebrate goddesses and symbols rather than their actual mothers. In fact, the personal human touch to Mother's Day is a relatively new phenomenon. The maternal objects of adoration range from mythological female deities to the Christian church itself. Only in the past few centuries did celebrations of motherhood develop a decidedly human focus. So, in other words, this was initially formed to worship goddesses, and it still is. Yah constantly reminded us by the mouth of Moshe and other prophets. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16. Moshe told our ancestors, "Take heed to yourselves that your heart not be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then Yahweh's wrath be kindled against you, and hallelujah, and he shut up the heaven, and that there be no rain, that the land yielded not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh giveth you." Now Yahweh told Moshe to tell our ancestors this back in the wilderness of Sinai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we even entered the land, he was already giving them instructions on the things that they were to do, and that was a major one that Moshe, the man called Moses, emphasized greatly more than once and numerous times. He kept reiterating, kept repeating, kept letting them know, hey, we can't do this. We can't do that. We cannot disobey Yahweh, our Elohim. In the Yahweh is found everything for us. Everything we need, everything we want, everything we have comes and flows from him. Hallelujah. The hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from Yahweh. See, the heathens of this day lure you with all type of what expensive gifts, all type of shopping sprees set up for mom, and it's all to keep you doing contrary to the words of the Most High Yah, to keep you disobeying, to keep you breaking his laws, statutes, judgments, commandments. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation, it is wake up time. It is time to get up out of this foolishness. It's time to let it all go. It's been time, past time. It's all paganism. It's all based upon that dollar, that green thing they call a dollar, which will soon see its demise. Hallelujah. I know you all don't want to hear this. A lot of things I'm saying you don't want to hear, but I got to tell you anyway. Whether you want to hear or whether you forbear to hear, hallelujah, it is the words of the Most High Yahweh. And going back to Jeremiah chapter 44, hallelujah, verse 16, after the prophet had proclaimed, he had proclaimed into the ears of our people what thus saith Yahweh, and look at how they responded. As for the word, Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 16, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee. We're not going to listen. We're not going to take it in. We're not going to do it. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, and our princesses, in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, who is that in this modern-day time, this so-called Mary? in this day. There were several queens of heaven in antiquity, and all of them pagan, all of them false, all of them just as big as lies of Mary. And to pour out drink offerings unto her. We have wanted all things. Look at that. We have wanted all things that have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burn incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offering unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters and people of the nation, man. Just remember this, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14, the very last verse. For Yahweh shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. My beloved brothers and sisters, you want things to be good for you in that day. So we're just saying that to say this, Mother's Day is pagan. It's wicked. It's wrong. It's not no day to acknowledge your mother. It's the celebration of pagan deities of the past. We enjoyed being here with you. We pray your strength in Yah. Pray our strength in Yah as well. And we'll see you again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom, shalom.